Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. I just got a withdrawal this morning from Gadget Direct Super Ketos. What is that?
So the number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company. I can try to pull up a charge with your zip code and first and last name.
Yeah, because I can be in charge 5695.
I can try to pull up a charge with your zip code and first and last name.
Sergio Rojas.
91602.
91602.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Could you spell your last name?
Rojas. Rojas.
And could you verify your mailing address?
Verify what?
Your mailing address, the shipping address.
10905 Moore Park Street, North Hollywood, California, 91602. Moore Park is M-O-O-R-P-A-R-K Street.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. It looks like this was a sweet six that was entered for a drill.
For a what?
A drill.
A drill?
That's correct. Like a power drill.
Oh, DeWalt power drill?
That's correct.
Oh, and they're charging me. Excuse me?
That's correct. That is a sweepstakes for that product.
I have no what product that was. I thought it was, you don't have the name of it?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a sweepstakes for a power drill. That was entered.
Oh, a sweepstake.
Yes.
Power drill. Actually, yes, I actually did, but I didn't know it was going to cost me $59 or $60.
Yes, sir. That is a sweepstake. So that is a contest, a chance to win it.
Oh, so that's what I'm paying for, or are they going to be trying to get more money out of my account?
So it is a subscription, so it's a monthly raffle for that product. It's a contest.
Oh. Oh, it's a monthly raffle?
Yes, you entered a
sweepstakes.
Yes, sir. With that sweepstakes, you would receive a $125 voucher towards any purchase on our online website if you want to continue.
I didn't understand that. Say that again?
I was saying with that sweepstakes, you would get a $125 voucher that could be used towards any purchase on our website.
No, I don't need that.
So we can go ahead and have your account canceled. I can also give you a cancellation number.
Okay, you're going to give me a cancellation number? And is that money going to be back, be put back into my account?
So because you entered the contest, we can only offer a partial refund for 35%.
Really? But if I cancel my debit card, I will get the whole refund back.
Yes, sir. You would actually have to file a dispute. And once that is filed, your bank would actually call us. We inform them of your email address, your phone number, your mailing address, which would verify you did place that charge.
You can't even give me the
chargeback.
And you can't give me the whole amount back. That doesn't seem right.
Yes, so you entered a contest. So you agreed to the terms and conditions when you entered the contest.
Oh, I had no idea exactly what that was because I'm getting a lot of fraud emails, and eventually I'll be reporting that to the Better Business Bureau. So what are we talking about giving me what back, the amount back?
Yes, sir. So we can go ahead and cancel for any future billings as a courtesy, although the terms and conditions for the contest that you entered seem to have been misunderstood. We'll go ahead and issue a full refund. It takes 3 to 5 days to post. Would you like the cancellation number?
Of course I would. So now I got to call somebody else to cancel and get my full refund.
That's
not
what I said. No, it's not correct. I said I can cancel, issue the refund, and give you a cancellation number. A cancellation number is a confirmation number to confirm the account was canceled. Would you like that number?
Okay. So who do I? What's the number? Okay. So what you're telling me that you're going to cancel the product. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then you're going to give me a full rebate. I mean, a full my money back.
That is what I said. Yes.
Okay. So then why did you say that you were only going to give me half?
I said, as a courtesy, although those terms and conditions might have been misunderstood, we can issue the full refund as a courtesy.
Yes, I would like to have the full refund.
I understand that. That's what I said. You just asked why I...
Well, it's hard to hear you. It's hard to understand you, ma'am. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yeah, give me the cancellation number. And I want a refund, a full refund. Are we going
to
take care of
that? The account has been canceled. A refund takes 3 to 5 days to post.
I'm
only asking if you want the
cancellation
number. That's it.
Okay, give me the cancellation number.
C as in Charlie, 2607.
E as in Charlie. Relax, lady. E as in Charlie. E, what?
C as in Charlie.
C.
26.
Q6? 26.
26.
26.
07.
07.
31.
31.
19.
19.
3.
3. So let me get that back. C as in Charlie. 2607311 93. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Lady, you're going to have to talk a little bit better when you have somebody talking to a customer.
Because
they cannot understand you at all. And you're talking so fast. So to me, you're talking like you're a scammer.
I'm sorry you feel that way. The account's been canceled. Your refund will post in 3 to 5 days.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the customer support. Have a great day.
Fuck off.
You too.